Hey, 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 a few quick questions for you. Firstly, is your health and wellness important to you? Do you want to do something about it? And do you want it to be something that feels easy and fun? If you answered yes in your brain to all of those questions, then exciting news for you. My new program, Radiate and Renew, will be starting in May. It's a 4-week program and it will be focusing on creating 4 new little habits. So each week we'll be focusing on building 1 small habit. Now next week, I will tell you more details, including price and how you can sign up. For now, you can check out the details and you can join the waiting list. I'm so excited about Radiate and Renew. Hey, 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 amazing, amazing people. I hope you are feeling amazing and wonderful and enjoying summer or winter, depending on which hemisphere you are in. I cannot believe that it is halfway through the summer already. How has that happened? Okay, today I want to talk about how do you make sustainable changes in your life? How do you get off that yo-yo dieting train and say, do you know what? It is time for a change. And I want these changes to be changes that I enjoy and changes that are really going to support me. So I'm going to get amazing, good results. And this is just the way of life. This is what I'm going to create, this fabulous, healthy, amazing life. I always talk about healthy, amazing you. So it may be that you are a little bit like one of my clients who said, you know, I was feeling so fed up, unaccountable, all over the place, unhealthy, fat, sluggish. These are her words, not mine. Grazing on snacks and found herself constantly waiting for the next sugar hit. How do you get over that obstacle and get to, hey, you know what? Amazing, healthy, I'm loving my life. Or here's another one. Overeating and turning to food for emotion, feeling burnt out. I remember one week I spent lying on the couch with zero energy and it was like I was sick, but without the usual symptoms. How do you change this around? Here's another one. Busy, stressed, struggling with excess weight, feeling tired, lack of energy, uncomfortable in your body, and knowing that your stress levels are leading you to emotionally eat. How do you change that around? And I'm not talking about doing something for a few weeks and then going back to the same way. I'm talking about how do you make a totally new way of living so that you have what I call food freedom. So my definition, it's not a definition, but my idea of food freedom is this, that, you know, when you are in the grasp of emotional eating, food feels like it has a hold over you. And your brain is using a lot of energy thinking about food and when you're going to get that next sugar hit. How do you change that to, hey, you know what? My mind is free of those thoughts. And now I can use my mind to think about all the other things that I want to do in my life. And I can enjoy healthy living and I can enjoy food, but without that feeling of, oh my goodness, I need that next sugar hit. I need that food to get me through the day. How do you make those changes? Now, I think that the first big step is just decide. Like, it is seriously as easy as that. But I'm not saying that that decision is a light decision to make. It's not like you just go, oh, I decide. Well, it could be as easy as that. You could just go, hey, do you know what? Right now, I'm going to commit to it. I'm going to make this happen. I don't know the hows. I don't know exactly what this is going to look like, but I'm going to commit to doing it. Go on, see if you can do it. Say it out loud. I commit to healthy, amazing me. I'd love to tell you a story about when we moved to Spain. So if you're new to this podcast, you may not know that I live in Spain. I am from the UK and it's a reasonably long story, but essentially 12 years ago, back in the day when I had 2 small children, now I have 4 more grown up children. My oldest was 2 and, well, actually before we moved to Spain, he was 1 and my son was just a tiny, tiny baby. And we decided that we wanted to move to Spain. Now, this wasn't a decision that we had made lightly. We had thought it over and thought it over and thought about all the different places in the world that we could go to. I could have worked as a doctor in Australia. That would be relatively easy for me to do. I've got cousins in the Bahamas, you know, and we'd traveled the world a reasonable amount and thought, okay, where is it that we want to go to? And in the end, we decided that we wanted to go to the Mediterranean coast of Spain. So that was step one, just make a decision. That is where we're going to go. And then there was the decision of, well, when are we going to go? And in the back of my mind, I had this idea of I was going to finish my pediatric training and become a consultant, which is the highest level doctor, and I was going to do that. Now, in hindsight, I look back and think, oh my goodness, it's amazing I didn't do that, because I probably would have never left the United Kingdom if I'd done that. But something happened. There were just a series of events that happened. I had an episode at work. I remember talking to my mum. She was living in France. It was October. We'd just turned the heating on. And essentially, I made this decision. No, I want to do it now. Now, when I say now, at that time, it wasn't like, hey, I'm going tomorrow. I still had to have a conversation with my husband. This was before, I think I was pregnant with my second son. So he hadn't even arrived. And we decided, okay, we're going to have a year after my son was born, and then we're going to go then. And so I made this decision. Yes, this is what we are going to go. My son's going to be nearly a year old. Then we are going to move to Spain. And that was it. That was decision done. That's it. That's all you need to do is just go, yep, we're moving to Spain. Or in my case, in your case, yep, I'm committing to healthy, amazing you. Now, I remember during that year, so we had a year before we were going to go, and people would say to us, hey, how are the plans going for moving to Spain? And there wasn't really anything to do. It wasn't like I had to find stuff out. Like, obviously, we had to find a house, so we spent a week, we went there. But before we went to Spain to find our house, I think people didn't believe that we were going to Spain. I'd say, yep, perfectly fine. They're great. We haven't made any plans, but we're still going on this day. It's going to be May, whatever year it was, 2011. We're going to move to Spain. And people were just like, oh, okay. And because I hadn't got any think to show them, people were just like, oh, yeah, okay, I'll believe that when I see it. But in my mind, in my body, I had 100% committed to that. And I made it happen and we moved to Spain. So that is the first step, your commitment to you. And you can do that now. It doesn't mean that you have to start tomorrow. You can say, hey, you know what? I am going to commit to Healthy Amazing Me in the autumn. And I'm going to finish the summer. I'm going to have, you know, carry on doing what I'm doing in the summer. But in the autumn, this is something I'm actually going to sort out. And if that's the case, oh my goodness, I've got an amazing, amazing thing that I'm going to tell you in a minute. So that is really what I want to say to you today. How do you make those changes? The first step is to commit to yourself. And the second step is to work out the hows and the whys. And you don't need to work out all of those hows right now. When I decided I was going to move to Spain, I had no idea exactly where I was going to move to. We had from Barcelona up to Perpignan. That's like an hour's drive that we could have found a house in. I had no idea about anything. Did we have a house to move to? No, I hadn't worked any of that out. Could I speak the language? No. Do you know what? I didn't even know they spoke two languages here. I thought everyone spoke Spanish here. And it wasn't until we had been here for a bit that I realized that actually people speak Catalan here and not Spanish, and that I had a whole other language to learn. But you know what? I knew that I was a resourceful person and that I would overcome any of these hurdles. And you are a resourceful person too, and you can overcome any of the hurdles that life sends your way. And let me tell you this, life sends you hurdles. Life continues lifing. One thing that I will say, from having worked with loads of people on their weight loss and healthy, amazing you journey, is that life is always throwing you a curveball. Life always happens. You think you're doing really, really well, then you hit an obstacle. And that is perfectly normal. That is part of the journey. Don't let those obstacles get you down. Or as my dad says, don't let the turkeys get you down. So that was the first thing I wanted to tell you today. Now, the second thing, super, super exciting, is I have ordered an ice cream maker. Now, you might be saying, Dr. Alina, we really don't care about your ice cream maker. But yes, you do. It's super exciting because one of the things that I look at, one of the things that I advise you to do, if you don't want to work with a coach, if you don't have the budget or the inclination to work with a coach, You need to decide how you are going to make changes. Now, I have budget-friendly resources for you, which I really do think you need some kind of system to help you, because otherwise you get a little bit lost in all the things that you're doing. But one really good thing that you can do is take the worst habit you have and change it. So how does this tie into my ice cream maker? Well, it is hot and sunny here in Spain, as I have mentioned, and I love ice cream. I really do love ice cream. It's cold in the afternoon at like 3 o'clock. It's so hot here, and you think, oh, I just want something cold and refreshing to eat. Now, over the years with my young children, I have done lots of different cold ice creamy type snacks. So one thing that I used to do is make frozen yogurt. Super easy. You freeze a little bit of fruit, normally peaches in our case, because we have loads of peaches, and then you just whiz it up with a bit of yogurt. So, so easy. You take the frozen fruit and you mix it with the unfrozen yogurt, and you have to eat it straight away. It's not like you can put it back in the freezer. And we've made ice pops and various different things throughout the summer. Now, this summer, I have noticed that we don't have lots and lots of ice cream, but it is really easy to go to the supermarket and buy ice cream. But when you look at the ingredients in those ice creams, oh my goodness, they are filled with horrible stuff that I don't really want to eat. Yes, I enjoy the experience of eating ice cream. It's cold, it's refreshing, it's sweet. But when I look at the ingredients and it's got glucose and another sugar and high fructose corn syrup and emulsifiers, those emulsifiers are generally not great. They're horrible for your biome and your body. And I just think, I don't want to eat those. I want something healthy and delicious. And then you look at the alternative ice creams. Now, we don't have heaps of alternatives here in Spain, I'm afraid. But you can get some which market themselves as healthy. They might be lactose-free or gluten-free or I don't know what. But they still contain loads and loads of added sugar. So I want to experiment with ice cream. Now, I've got a little ice cream maker, but it's one of those ones that you have to put in the freezer and it doesn't really work. I made something yesterday that was kind of cold and runny and not at all like ice cream. So the one that I have ordered is arriving tomorrow and it will make proper ice cream. And I'll tell you how it goes. I'll be making healthy alternatives that are delicious and easy. So you can see I've taken my worst habit and thought, okay, how can I make this more healthy? I still want to enjoy the niceness of having ice cream in the middle of the afternoon on a super hot day, but I want it to be stuff that I know what I'm putting in. So the recipe I tried yesterday had cashews, peaches, oat milk, and a little bit of vanilla. Super amazing. Totally happy to eat any of those things. Okay. So listen, going back to making this commitment, it is the summer now. It's halfway through the summer. I'm looking ahead and thinking, oh my goodness, autumn is nearly here. It's nearly back to school. Okay, I know some of you have just broken up. If you're in the UK, you've just broken up. We've been on holiday for weeks and weeks. So I'm thinking about back to school and getting back on track. So you can make this decision now. You can go, okay, I am going to commit. I'm going to do it in the autumn. I am committing to healthy, amazing you. Now, if that's you, let me tell you what resources I have for you. I have amazing resources. I have, if you want something free, I have my amazing video called The 5 Steps My Clients Use to Eliminate Emotional Eating, Drop 10 to 50 pounds Naturally, and Lead a High Energy Life. And it's a video that is 45 or so minutes long. I will leave the link in the show notes. You can sign up to it. It is free. You get 2 weeks to watch it. It's part of my VIP. It's inside my VIP area. And you can sign up to the VIP area. It's got that video and it's got some other little bits and pieces, and you get access to that for 2 weeks. So that is super amazing free resources that you have access to for 2 weeks. Now you might say to me, why do I only get access to it for 2 weeks? And the answer is this: I know that I can give you access to that forever and you will not watch it because you think, oh, I've got it forever. I'll get round to it. 2 weeks has gone past, a month has gone past, and then you kind of forget about it. If I allow you to have it for 2 weeks, you are far more likely to actually watch it because you know that your access is going to end. So access for 2 weeks for that video. Now, if you want something a little bit more, I have my End Emotional Eating program. Actually, the program is amazing. It's just $27 and it includes a video program plus there's loads of bonuses, which includes my book. So I would say you could go and buy my book, but really, I mean, you can get the book off Amazon. It's called Building Simple Habits to a Healthy Me, and it's got the habit trackers, it's got the whole system you need. Now listen, this is really, really amazing. If you sign up to the End Emotional Eating, it's $27. For an extra $10, you can get my Magic Likes and Dislikes exercise, which normally I charge $300 for. If you do it one-on-one, it's $300. And it is amazing. I have had so many amazing wins and results with that exercise. And then if you want to, you get an offer. It's called a one-time offer. And you get my two-week reboot, which normally is $300. And if you do it through this system, it's $27. So for $70 or just under, you can get the End Emotional Eating course, you can get the Magic Likes and Dislikes, and then you can get the reboot, which is the next step. So the End Emotional Eating is to get you from A to B, and then the reboot is to get you from B to C. I hope that makes sense. But essentially, that is my system, and you can get my system, or most of my system, for $70. And that's a sort of do-it-yourself one. There's no coaching, there's no hold-handing. Hold-handing? Hand-holding with that system. But if you are 100% committed and you think, you know what, Dr. Alina, yes, I am committed and I really want your support and I want to join your program and I want to be like all of those people who are in your program who are making amazing transformations. If that is you, well, let me tell you about some of those people. So let me tell you about Cara, who was overeating and turning to food for emotion. And now she has, I've lost track of how much weight she has lost, but she's down to her last 5 or 10 pounds and she is doing amazingly well. And yes, life has happened, but she continues to move forwards and she continues to move forwards. And Angela, exactly the same. Ups and downs, life happens, but continuing to move forwards. And Leah, amazing transformation. Leah has just changed her life. She says, I am quite literally a new woman, and it didn't take long for those changes to happen. And now she's going from strength to strength to strength and just loving her life and thriving, essentially. She says that she's getting thinner, her energy level is phenomenal, and her zest for life is thriving. So you can do this. And if you have someone to support you and someone to keep you motivated, then the world is your oyster. That's an interesting phrase. Why is the world your oyster? But you know what I mean. Now, I have 5 places in my group program for back to school. So a back to school special, and there are 5 places, just 5 places. I can't allow too many people in at once because I support people so well. Now, that program is a lifetime program. And I will tell you this, my lifetime program is about half the amount that most health coaches charge for a 6-month program. Yes, that is true. Yes, it is an investment in yourself. It's not free. If you have zero budget, then go for the budget options. But if you are serious about making a transformation and you think, yep, do you know what? I want in the autumn, I really want to get back on track. I want to do this in a way that I'm going to be motivated and carry on going and really enjoy my new healthy life. I want to lose that wobble. I want to have extra energy levels. I want to know that I'm doing everything I can to be healthy. Then book a chat with me. I will leave a link to book a chat with you. So over August, I have bits of holiday. There's no huge rush other than do it now, book the call now and commit to coming to the call, because your brain does this funny thing. It gets really excited where it goes, yes, 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 commit, commit, commit. And then it will go, no, 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 scary, scary, scary. You need to take advantage of that commit, commit, commit. And then you actually need to commit. So commit to doing that call and we will have a call and we will chat about it and I will talk you through my program and what it involves, because you have to understand my program. Now, I will teach you the Mediterranean style diet. Yum, 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 healthy, healthy, healthy. What I love about the Mediterranean style diet is that it's so versatile. It's different for everybody, but there's a framework. I will teach you my 4 pillars, essentially. So that's healthy, delicious eating that you will love, essentially the Mediterranean style diet, how to move your body and exercise in a way that you love, that lights you up, really lights you up. The 3rd pillar is delicious, healthy sleep so that you wake up refreshed. Sleep is so important. If you want to lose weight or be healthy, sleep is so important. Oh my goodness, I need to tell those Spanish people here. We've had 4 days of parties in this. We have this thing called Festa Mayor, excuse me. And music has been going on all night for the last 4 days. I'm hoping today it will be nice and quiet because I would like to have a good night's sleep. The fourth pillar is the emotional wellness piece. And that encompasses ending emotional eating. My guess is that 98% of people who want to lose weight have an element of emotional eating. I know that all of my clients, emotional eating is a big part, a big part of the puzzle. In fact, I think ending emotional eating and putting in habits and systems, if you can do those two things, life is so easy. So those are the four pillars: eating, exercising, sleep, and emotional wellness. And that emotional wellness piece also includes stress. So it's a life-changing course. It's a life-changing program. On one level, yes, it's just how you eat. But on another level, it is going from tired, overwhelmed, frustrated, my brain thinking about food, my brain thinking about how do I change this thing, to I have changed this thing. It is amazing. I'm loving how I'm eating. I'm loving exercising. I'm getting delicious, healthy sleep. I've sorted out my emotional wellness and I've put in habits. So I'm doing all of these things without thinking. And I am loving my life. I enjoy what I do every single day. And yes, obstacles happen, but I know how to handle those things. And yes, life isn't perfect, but I know how to handle those things. That's one of the really good side effects, is that any problem that happens, you have the tools to sort it out. So if you're interested, book a call sometime in August. As I say, just 5 spaces for people who want to start in September. So it will be booking now and getting ready to start in the autumn if you have kids, when your kids go back to school, so that you're doing things, you're sort of lining yourself up to fly off that runway. So my friends, I hope that has given you a little push, a little motivation. Yes, you can make healthy changes. Yes, you can lead your most healthy life. Yes, you can lose all of the weight that you want to lose. Yes, you can increase your energy levels and lead a life that you love. And you don't have to go swimming in the sea every single day and spot stingrays like I do. Oh, I saw a stingray this morning. It was amazing. Okay, my friends, have an amazing week. I will see you next week. Seriously, if you're interested, back to school special, 5 places, come and book a call with me. Okay, bye-bye.